नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरोम चैवम नरोत्तमम देवीम सरस्वती व्यासम ततो जयम उदीरयत नश्च प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाया भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो गुड मॉर्निंग टू एवरीवन ऑन द कॉल ऑन द जूम। दिस मॉर्निंग्स टेक्स्ट श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 16 16 for now. I was also told that there will be 17 later. Okay, so you'll know why 16 is not the only one. But all right, we'll start with chapter 16. I mean, text 16. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter 9, text 16.
Yadasi tad api nunam, tenan yad api sandade. Tad api dyangulam nyunyam yad yad adata bandhanam yadasid tad api nyunam tenan yad api sandade tad api dyangulam nyunam yad yad adata bandhanam.
Yada, when, asid, became tad api, even the new rope that had been joined, nunam, still short, tena, then then with the second rope, anyad api, another rope also, sandade, she joined, tad api, that also, dwi angulam, by a measurement of two fingers, nunam remained short. Yat yat adata. In this way, one after another, whatever ropes she joined, bandhanam, for binding Krishna. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This new rope was also short by a measurement of two fingers. And when another rope was joined to it, it was still two fingers too short. As many ropes as she joined, all of them failed. Their shortness could not be overcome. Okay. So chapter, this text 16, there's no purport. So if you can advance to 17, if you have it, that would be good. If not, there's no problem. I can still say it. Okay. Keep going. There's no purport. So keep going. Okay, all right, thank you. So text 17, yeah, you're right, I apologize.
Evam swageha damani yashoda sandadatyapi gopinam susmayanti nam smayanti vishmita bhavat.
Okay, I'll go straight to the translation for that. Thus, Mother Yashoda joined whatever ropes were available in the household, but still she failed in her attempt to bind Krishna. Mother Yashoda's friends, the elderly gopis in the neighborhood, were smiling and enjoying the fun. Similarly, Mother Yashoda, although laboring in that way, was also smiling. All of them were struck with wonder. Well, now leave it to Krishna to pull some prank like that. As you can tell, you know, this is going on. So it's actually nice that the two texts are together because it really shows what's going on. We'll read the purport this time. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, this incident was wonderful because Krishna was only a child with small hands. To bind him should have required only one rope, a rope not more than 2 feet long. He was that little. All the ropes in the house combined together might have been hundreds of feet long, but still he was impossible to bind, for all the ropes together were still too short. Naturally, Mother Yashoda and her goopy friends thought, how is this possible? Anybody in a good mind would think, how is this possible? Seeing this funny affair, all of them were smiling. The first rope was short by a measurement the width of 2 fingers. And the second rope was added, and it was still 2 fingers too short. If the shortness of all ropes were added, if the shortness of all the ropes were added together, it must have amounted to the width of hundreds of fingers. Certainly, this is astonishing. This was another exhibition of Krishna's inconceivable potency to his mother and his mother's friends. Om Gina Timirandasya Gana Gana Shalakaya Chakshu Umilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swaha Padantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupa Sakajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadarha Sivashari Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyabadi Pastityadi Sitarini Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gorati Se Namaha Ananda Linamaya Vigrahaya Himadhyaya Divyachya Vishundiraya Tasmi Maha Prema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. Alright, so text 16, the translation is, this new rope was also short by a measurement of 2 fingers. And when another rope was joined to it, it was still 2 fingers too short. As many ropes as she joined, all of them failed. Their shortness could not be overcome. Text 17, translation. Okay. Thus, Mother Yashoda joined whatever ropes were available in the household, but still she failed in her attempt to bind Krishna. Mother Yashoda's friends, the elderly gopis in the neighborhood, were smiling and enjoying the fun. Similarly, Mother Yashoda herself, although laboring in that way, she was also smiling. But all of them were struck with wonder. Yeah. I can't help but laugh at this whole thing. I'm just trying to hold myself. Now, if I was standing there, I would have laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. It is so funny. Okay? But I'll try to behave myself, begging my spiritual master. So Satyavata Muni, he wrote this Damodarastakam. He kept saying, I don't want any other pastime. Just leave Krishna as a baby pastime to me my whole life. I will enjoy it and enjoy it and enjoy it. So this is Krishna and his pure devotee playing the role of Mother Yashoda and Krishna. Little Krishna. It's already been said here in the purport that this purport, text 17, actually this incident was wonderful because Krishna is only a child with small hands. You see, Papa says, only 2 feet of rope, normally 2 feet. This is like this. 1 foot this way, a little bit. Anyway, you can't tell by this video, but 2 feet is really short. 2 feet of rope alone would be enough to bind Krishna. Look what happened. One rope after another, another rope after another. He deliberately made it 2 inches or two finger width, short. And it's like, the whole thing is incredible. How in the world are all the ropes in the house bind this guy that only could need 2 feet of binding, and still you can't bind him? To make sure, he says, how in the world? I mean, knowing my own nature, I would have laughed and laughed and laughed. Everybody was smiling. I couldn't have, I probably ran away and just go on laughing and laughing and laughing. But Krishna has tricked everybody. Just for fun. They don't know that he's God. They think that he's just another sweet baby. They love him to death. But he plays all kinds of tricks because Krishna is incredibly incredible. And if he wants to mess with you, you're a demon, he wants to mess with you, you can't do anything to him. Hiranyakashipu found out the hard way. He got all these boons from Lord Brahma that he couldn't be killed. Krishna made him mincemeat. He killed him easily. I will not be killed by an animal. I can't be killed by a human. Well, so he came in half human, half animal. What are you going to say to that? Can you? Nothing. I can't be killed in the daytime. I can't be killed in the nighttime. So he killed him in the evening. You can't say it's day. You can't say it's night. If you say it's day, the sun is too far down. If you say it's night, well, it's a little, sorry, there's a little sun. If you say it's day, well, it's a little dark. So you can't say whether it's day or night. He chose the evening easily. I can't be killed on land. I can't be killed in the air. So he takes Hiranyakashipu and puts him on his lap. Now, that's not the floor now. So you can't see it on the ground. It's on his lap. But then he's not suspending in the air either because he's on Krishna's lap. See how intelligent Krishna is? You can't do anything to him. So we just have to surrender to him, right? This is pastimes now. It's babyhood pastime. It's already very funny. So, well, how did we get here? So this chapter, chapter 9, it's called Mother Yashoda Binds Krishna. So let's just recap, start from the beginning, how all of this started. Because somehow it was arranged that I was the one, it was my turn 2 weeks ago, to start with the very first text. 10.9.1. That was me. So I remember how it all started. I had to read that and preach on it. So basically all it was Krishna, he was home. It starts with Mother Yashoda. Some of the maidservants are supposed to do this work of churning the yogurt into butter. But they were busy. They were busy doing other things. So Mother Yashoda herself decided to churn the butter. This is text one now. Okay, text one and two. He decided to churn the butter. And as he was churning the butter, he was thinking of Krishna. Krishna's pastimes, what Krishna has done. You know, he's older now, so this pastime with Putana when he was a baby, that's already over. So Mother Yashoda is thinking about Putana and a few Shakatasura, all of those when he was a baby, and then he began to make songs out of them spontaneously, right? And she was singing those songs, and he's also churning this yogurt into butter. So Krishna is not in the scene now, but you know Krishna, he knows everything. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Mother Yashoda is already thinking about Krishna, and Krishna is getting ready to pull another prank. Nobody knows this now. In the meantime, the maidservants are going on, but the Yashoda is churning the butter. Krishna comes in and says, Ma, can I suck your breast? I'm hungry. Mother says, oh, absolutely, absolutely. Come, come. Takes Krishna, puts him on his lap, and starts allowing Krishna to breastfeed. Then there's milk on the oven. They say the oven. Here I would say the stove in America. The milk boiled over. Well, there's something about this milk situation that Rana Maharaj preached about. He says the Goswamis interpret this whole thing about the milk boiling over in a certain way. Now, before we talk about it, understand that in Vrindavan, everything is alive. See, we don't look at our regular milk as alive, but everything is a soul. So everything, even the milk is alive. So the way the Goswamis interpret that was, normally, the milk will be given to Krishna. The milk on the stove will be given to Krishna. But because Krishna went to Mother Yashoda and asked to suck her breast. The milk from the breast was what wound up with Krishna. So the milk in the pot on the stove thought that he was not, you know, they were not much of competition compared to Mother Yashoda's breast. You were just a, like impersonal, in a sense, impersonal milk compared to Krishna's mother's breast. They had no chance. I mean, they just, no way that Krishna would be, or Mother Yashoda would give that milk to Krishna. I mean, compared to giving her own breast milk to Krishna. So the milk gave up. Mother Yashoda's milk from her breast is no competition for us. So they decided to give up. And so they just literally decided to, in a sense, die. So they came out of the pot and spilled over. And that was their way of giving up. This is the way it's interpreted. So spiritually, that's the case. Materially, you say, oh, well, you put it on the stove and it's heated. And of course, if you don't watch it, it's going to boil over. Everybody knows that. But spiritually, it's different. It was competition between that milk on the pot, you know, versus the Yashoda's milk and the milk on the pot. They were losers. They mean that they couldn't compete against Mother Yashoda's milk. Okay, so that's why they came over. So now Krishna knows all of this now. And then she's sucking the breast, and Mother Yashoda just reacted like any mother would. Something is boiling over. Sure, let me just go look. But the baby is on my breast. I'm not going to take him and run like that. No, I have to put the baby down and go get the milk. So she did that. Then Krishna starts his prank. All right, so Mother Yashoda, you did this to me. Now, it's very typical of Krishna, though. If any of the gopis, especially the gopis, not just the young gopis, but gopis, the older and all of that, if they do something that's unusual or not according to Krishna's plans, he will transcendentally get back at them just for fun. He does that all the time. With so many pastimes are like that. We can get to, but I won't get to. If I talk about it, I'll be going off this point. And so we'll stay there. But I'll just say one thing. Lalita one time cheated Krishna. And boy, Krishna cheated him back so badly. It was another pastime. So anyway, so the milk situation, Mother Yashoda innocently put Krishna down. Went to get the milk. The milk boy would deal with that situation, the spill and all of that. So Krishna starts, all right, so Mother Yashoda has abandoned me. Now she knows better, but he just said, abandon me. I'm going to get her. So then the milk, the yogurt that was being churned by Mother Yashoda to get to the butter, change the butter, that container, Krishna takes a break and hits the pot and breaks it. First thing. Some of it has already changed to butter because Mother Yashoda was churning. So then Krishna takes some of the butter, eats it. Mother Yashoda is gone into the place where the milk is. So then Krishna also leaves, goes to the second room, and he grabs this grinding mortar, turns it the other way so that the bottom is flat, jumps on it. So now he's sitting up, he's suspended, right? Not suspended, but on top of this overturned mortar. It's flat, so now you can jump on it and reach up to yet another part in there that has butter in there, and she takes that butter and starts feeding it to the monkeys. In the meantime, Mother Yashoda has no idea what's going on. She comes back from the place caring for the milk. Where is Krishna? Krishna is not there. The place that she was going to continue breastfeeding Krishna. Krishna is not there. She looks, the pot that I was doing this thing, but the pot is broken. Oh, here's Krishna. Another thing is that, all right. She's not there. I'm going to go find him. Now, there are not too many rooms in the house, so he goes one room there, and there he is, up on this overturned mortar, butter, feeding monkeys, and all of that. All of that he started doing. So Mother Yashoda got upset. I'm going to give you breast milk. The other one, the milk in the pot boiled over, I went to care for it, and you started all this mess. So then Mother Yashoda got upset. I'm going to chastise. First thing, you have to get him. You have to get him. You can't chastise him unless you actually physically get him. But she starts coming up. Krishna starts running away. So Mother Yashoda has to chase Krishna. But Krishna is so funny. She doesn't run so hard though. Just outside the reach of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda is struggling. Krishna is the supreme personality of God. He owns all energies. He can literally disappear into the rest of the other universe if he wants to. But he's messing with Mother Yashoda. So little, in the meantime, there's flowers on Mother Yashoda's head, now everything is alive. So the flowers that are decorating Mother Yashoda, they're also observing this. Remember, this is at the soul level now. So they also can see. And they're going, nobody can get Krishna. The sages have been doing all the meditation. At best, they see the Lord in the heart. And this, it looks like ordinary mother. We are sitting on her hair as flowers, and we can see what's going on. And he's literally able to catch Krishna. So close, Krishna is alive, the real Krishna. So she must be very elevated. And we are sitting on her head. We should be at her feet. So then the flowers fell down to Krishna's feet. Again, that is the interpretation of the Goswamis. So it wasn't so, you may look at it materially, but spiritually this is what's going on. The milk thought that way. The milk thought it was no competition for Mother Yashoda's breast milk. And now the flowers are also thinking, boy, she must be really, really high level person. Mother Yashoda, to get Krishna and be so close to Krishna. Anyway, so Krishna allowed Mother Yashoda to catch him. And then Krishna did the next pastime. He wasn't faking. He really was scared. He really was scared. Every time we think, he's a Supreme Personality of God, how can he ever be scared? He really was scared. Krishna can do anything. Mother Yashoda also loves Krishna. So in one sense, he wants to chastise him, but he really doesn't want to chastise him much because she herself is very much in love with Krishna. And this is a naughty boy. Acting like a naughty boy. So what do you do? You show a stick? Well, all right. So we're going to do this. I just don't want him bothering me anymore. So if I immobilize him, right, then I can go about my business. And Krishna won't give me trouble anymore. He's already broken when I'm turning. He's already broken that. He's already taken the other milk. He's fed it to the monkeys. I have to run and get him. All of this. So it's like, okay. We're just going to hold this guy steady. And then I can do my work. That's why he started to bind Krishna. And so he takes a rope. And the Krishna is going to do his next pastime, which is what we're on now. He's just trying to bind the Prabhupada. The Prabhupada says, 2 feet would have been enough. 2 feet of rope, short rope. Krishna is going to allow himself to be bound. Yeah? All right? So we show the ties this. Just to make the knot to finish so that Krishna will be steady on this mortar, on the side of the mortar, Krishna deliberately makes this short. So he's trying to reach, but he almost gets it with my finger like this. No, not quite. All right, I'll go get more rope. So he ties it and then tries to go around again. And he gets to the end where he can tie. No. It's short. And it's like, he goes so many ropes. Actually, when you look at it, read it, it seems like the ropes are getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter as Mother Yashoda was buying, but nobody could tell what was going on. Now, so the interpretation is 2 inches for us. The 2 inches is what? The effort that we put in Krishna consciousness. When we put in effort, then we get the mercy. So our devotee life, we have to be very, very, very serious that no matter what happens, just like, Mother Yashoda, no matter what happens, she tried. And then it became so funny to me because she realized, to come back to pastime, she realized that, I don't know how to get this person tied up, my son. I've tried all of the ropes in the house and nothing is working. In the meantime, other Gopi members, they love Krishna. So they come around Mother Yashoda's house a lot. So they come, and this is what Mother Yashoda is going in. Mother Yashoda says, he's been troublesome. I'm just trying to tie him up so that I can do my work and he won't disturb me and go break other things and bring the monkeys here and all that stuff. Just this process of tying it, just 2 feet of rope would have been enough. And look at me. All of these ropes. Everybody is surprised. But then again, they know Krishna pulls all kinds of pranks. They just don't know how and why he does it. So all they could do is just smile and smile and smile and smile. And I said, it's so funny. It is so funny. So finally, I don't want to get into too much of the next one. Of course, the next text comes out. That's coming up in 18 and so on. Krishna finally allowed it though. And so the pastime continues. But that's text 18, and it wouldn't be fair for the next person for me to talk about 18 when I'm 16 and 17. So we'll just stay with 16 and 17. 16 and 17 is, but the Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna. All kinds of rooms is not working. She's bewildered. The gopis are bewildered. And they're all smiling. And the Yashoda is working hard and going. At the same time, I don't know what to do with this little boy of mine, but I can't tie him. Okay, so that's where we're at. Now, excuse me. So, the lesson we learn is you really can't do anything unless Krishna permits you. Bottom line, Krishna owns everything material and spiritual. And sometimes we think we can do things. We've already been told we cannot do anything. Even material, immaterially, it's material nature that does it. It's in Bhagavad Gita. But it's hard to conceptualize that because you see yourself doing things and you go, well, how come I'm doing things? And Bhagavad Gita says, it's not you, it's Mother Nature. But I see myself doing it. So why is that? Well, Mother Nature controls us. Mother Nature controls us. That's the first thing. If you want to do anything, say today, it's the fall, so it's a little cool. You may be able to do whatever you wear, the right clothes for protection, till you keep warm and you go about your business. But you don't, you forget that you don't control the weather. You do not. You don't control the weather. The weather is controlled through Mother Nature. And Mother Nature is owned by Krishna. Krishna says he owns everything. So actually, everything is coming from Krishna's power and control and permission. And so he's doing that to Mother Nature. Now, let's take another case. Suppose you wanted to do whatever today, like come, there's somebody on the road, you know, with a car and so on, trying to go someplace. The weather is like this, and all of a sudden it changes. And there's a downpour of rain. Same temperature. The temperature could even change, but let's just say the same temperature, 50s or whatever. There's a downpour of rain. And it gets so much, by the time this car goes about a mile, he hits a place and it's flooded. I mean, all of a sudden, it's flooded. He can't go anywhere. Can that person go do whatever he wanted to do? No. The weather stops. Weather can stop you. That's the point we're making. It can stop you like that. You know already in the wintertime when it snows, your children can't go to school. Schools are closed. Sometimes it gets so bad, some businesses are also closed. Some employees that stay home, only essential personnel. What essential personnel? The weather has stopped everything. So really, the weather controls us. So what happens is, we don't do anything. We are just allowed to do things as the weather likes. If the weather accepts you and changes it, you can't do anything. So we are under the control. So we like puppets, literally. On the hands of the weather. When the weather is fine, then we can do something. Weather is not fine, we can't do anything. But we think in our own egos that we can do. It's the weather that permits us or not permit us. And weather is part of material nature. So that's how material nature controls us. So when they say material nature does, yes, material nature does. And we're just instruments in Mother Nature with our physical bodies doing things. That's all. We cannot do anything without being permitted by nature, especially the weather. If it gets too hot, what are you going to do? If it gets too cold, what are you going to do? If you don't have the right clothing, what are you going to do? Suppose it's 60 below and you don't have that kind of clothes, can you go out? Even your big coat cannot deal with it because the weather is, the temperature is too low. What are you going to do then? You wanted to go out? You can't. You have to stay home. So you see, the weather controls us easily. So we are puppets physically on the hands, you know, in the hands of the weather. So obviously it's material nature that does all of this. We just, the material nature allows us as it likes, to do or not do. Based on what the weather throws at us. You already know we don't have any say in the weather. We don't have any say. The weather, whatever the weather today, so it's 50s today, it's 50s where I'm at now, and it's raining the whole day. And you know, take it or leave it. You have no say in it. So we are under the control of material nature. Now, part of the reason we're under the control of material nature is we were in the spiritual world. We got envious of Krishna. And then, so the consciousness changed. From the pure consciousness, and it became contaminated by thinking of Krishna that way, envying Krishna. And whatever we thought about Krishna, that we thought that we would like to be at that level, that's the kind of situation that we inherit, or so-called inherit when it comes to the material world. Say, Krishna, you're in the spiritual world. You are in the spiritual world. There's a pastime going on, and it really shows much of Krishna's wealth. Now, Krishna's wealth, Krishna owns everything. But then somebody says, geez, I wish I was at the level of Krishna. How come he can pull this pastime with his wealth, and I can't be at the same level? All right? That means your consciousness is contaminated, so now you go to the material world and be wealthy. By the way, which means you get a demigod body, because they're the ones that have the most wealth. Like that. But then you're already in trouble, because as soon as you go to the material energy, it will start beating you up. All kinds of negativity you're going to have to face, envy from other people, rivalry. The Navayugendras, they described to Maharaj Nimi, this is 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The heavenly planets have so much sense gratification opportunities, but there's also rivalry. There's also envy. People envying other people's property. Even Indra has done all kinds of things, going after other people's spouses. All of that's happening. He's the king of heaven. So what do you want to do there? There's problems. You just have to go back home. So, okay, so to come to this, our lives are described. I mean, it's unfortunate, but at least we get it now. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we're slowly beginning to realize the only solution is to go back home. This place is jail. It's prison for us envying Krishna. So it's not going to get better here. Krishna has deliberately set up material world to frustrate us so that we'll get out. Because he's given us a free choice. So he could have said, well, you know, I'll drag you by your feet and take you back. But he's given us free choice because of his love. You can love him if you like. You may choose not to love him like the demons do, if you like. But there's consequences. So whatever you want to do, you do. He'll match it. If you're good, fine. If you're surrendered, which is the best thing, then you get all his love and all his protection and miracles happen around you, all of that. But if you don't and you say, I'm going to be my own person and make my own decisions, well, then you've taken the ego of Krishna and taken it yours. That's why Sri Prabhupada says, that's not a true ego. That's false ego. And you're not going to get anywhere anyway. You will not. Because Krishna controls everything, and he can pull one prank, another thing, or he uses his demigods or his different energies, like we talked about the weather, and frustrate you. Until one day you say, but what am I doing here anyway? Suffering like this? So us as devotees, we as devotees now, we're very fortunate to have Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is explaining who he is and who we are, and his multifarious energies. And then he says, listen, your solution is man mana bhava bhakto manaji mam namaskuru. Just man mana. Think of me, become my devotee, offer obeisance. Just surrender yourself to me. That's all you need to do. Whether you like it or not, basically, I have all the power. I can be kind to you. If you surrender to me, then you have it easy. But if you don't, yeah, you can try the material energy. It will beat you up and beat you up and beat you up. So all you have to do is surrender to me, and I will take you back to the spiritual world the way you were. No doubt about it. Of course Krishna can say that. He owns everything. So he says, I really love you still, and I want you back. But you're crazy sitting here. Now you understand why Srila Prabhupada used the word rascal so many times? Because we have the opportunity and we don't want to take it? And then those who don't want to hear at all about Krishna, that is the non-devotees, non-believers, he calls them flat-out fools. Krishna says they are fools. Srila Prabhupada repeats that they are fools. He says, fools mock at me. Fools deride me. They think, they don't even know that I'm the owner of everything that is material and spiritual. And so when Krishna comes like a human being, two hands, two legs, everybody says, oh, he's like one of us. Oh, he's got so many girlfriends. Oh, he's immoral. Stupidity. They don't understand he owns everything. How can Krishna take what he owns? How can Krishna steal what he owns? Unless he's playing around like with Mother Yashoda. He owns everything. So it's totally flawed thinking. Totally flawed thinking to think like that. Besides, we are in the material world. We don't know the spiritual relationships between Krishna and the gopis. So who are we to say that Krishna is taking advantage of somebody's wife? Who are we? We don't even understand how the spiritual level it is to make that kind of comment. So it is total apparat And the ignorant people among us, because we have been trained as devotees, we don't think that way. In fact, we are in bliss that Krishna has so many girlfriends, millions of, he has trillions of girlfriends. We don't care. We don't care because Krishna owns everything. And it should be that way. That's the way it should be. Now, if you understand it that way, then you're really humble because you've given your heart to Krishna. And that way, Krishna will guide you back to the spiritual world. But this material life that we live here, very unfortunate. So Srila Prabhupada calls it in the Shastras, Pavargas. Now, Pavargas are broken into five. Pa, Pa, Ba, Bha, and Ma. So it's five. Now, Pa is working. Working hard, right? Work. We have some people have employed, people are trying to find ways to work. Then Pa, so Pa, P-A is what we just described. Now, Pa, P-H-A, that is, you work so much, you're foaming in the mouth. That the effect that hard work gets on you, you're very tired and so on. Then, Ba, B-A, is frustration. You know that that's there. We don't get everything we want. Even though we work hard, some people have two jobs and they're still struggling. They can't make, you know, meet their bills, the obligations, the financial obligations. And then Ba, B-H-A, that's Baya, fear. And then Ma, M-A, Ma is meet you, death. So for material life is you work hard, you work till you drop, you're frustrated, you're fearful, and then you die. Now what kind of life is this? In the meantime, in the spiritual world, people are having such fun, and you think you're going to make it here. It's a sheer stupidity when you think about it. And, you know, it's really, devotees understand, so they are all right. We're going back. We're fortunate to see Prabhupada is leading us back. But everybody has doubted their minds, thinking that they're going to be okay. They never will be. One, at some point, they may start a nuclear war, blast everybody. Devotees will come out of their bodies, souls, and go back to the spiritual world. Everybody else will be sent to some other place to go suffer based on whatever their desires are. And the demigods, Lord Brahma, he will repair the earth. Lord Brahma knows how to do all. He has a Brahmastra, which is even a bigger nuclear weapon than what these guys have. So he'll fix it. Who lost? These guys. These materialists. Devotees, they've gone home. So really, all it amounts to is you are cheating yourself if you don't take to the process of going home, which is in this Kali Yuga, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It has been made that easy. The mantra is easy. That's the quality. It's easy to say it. The quantity has also been brought down. Vaishnavas chant 64 rounds. Srila Prabhupada says, just do 25% of it. A quarter, 16 rounds. What more do we want? Just go home. Here is Krishna having so much fun with Mother Yashoda. I mean, if you were there, and you, this fancy Mother Yashoda trying to bind Krishna that he needs only 2 feet of rope, and now he's gotten hundreds and hundreds of feet, and he still can't bind Krishna. Wouldn't you laugh at this? I mean, his mother is really just smiling. I said, I would have run away and laughed and laughed and laughed. I will confess to you, when I was saying the prayers, I was trying to hold up because my mind was thinking about the past time. And I couldn't hold up. I was breaking my spiritual master's pictures on my side. Gurudev, please don't let me first start laughing because I'm the one that I'm supposed to preach. It was so funny to me. And that's just one pastime. Only one pastime. So Krishna will make you laugh and laugh and laugh. And here we are so frustrated, dealing with the material energy. So it's so simple. Srila Prabhupada says, go home. That's it. What do you do to go home? You hear so that you can get guidance. You hear, you get guidance, and also you get realization. So there's gyan and vigyan, the practical application. You don't hear just to hear. Because then you're a pandit, just theoretical. You have to apply what you hear. Application is the life itself. So devotee life is actually, we're trying to get back to the way the normal lifestyle is in the spiritual world, the way we were before. But we're not in the spiritual world. We are in the material world now. So Krishna, by his infinite wisdom and mercy, has given us tools and also help. Guru, sadhu, senior devotees, they learn and then they also share, and some of them literally have come from the spiritual world, taking on human bodies just to guide us. All right, so you do like this, so you do like this, so you do like this. So you begin to learn because you are fortunate. You're fortunate because you're frustrated with the material energy. So you don't want it anymore. Okay, so you want to go back. So now, all right. So Krishna says, so you are envious of me. Now my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, brought this point out. He says, so Krishna says you are envious of me, right? So, okay, all right, I'm going to play a game with you. You can worship me directly, but I'm not going to have you do that. I'll give you a representative. That's called Guru. You practice worshiping me with Guru. That's your practice. The way you treat Guru is the way we're going to assume you're going to treat me when you come back. So you got to treat Guru like you treat Krishna. That is the key. So if you want to worship Krishna properly, you have to worship, you have to use Guru as your trial. But literally, that's why Guru is a representative of Krishna. Okay, Guru is representing Krishna so that you can try to learn how to worship Krishna by worshiping Guru. So if you offend Guru, you've offended Krishna. And that's huge because that's Krishna's representative. That's why Guru Aparad is the worst kind of Aparad. So you worship Krishna through worshiping Guru and you learn how to worship, learn how to relate properly to the residents of the spiritual world by relating properly to the residents here, which means the devotees. So how you deal with the devotees is going to be taken as how you deal with the residents in the spiritual world. So if you start messing with devotees, if you start insulting devotees, if you start putting them down because I'm older, therefore this one is younger, well, imagine yourself doing that in the spiritual world. Would it matter? Everybody is at the same quality. When you're young, when you're an ant, when you're a river, it doesn't matter which kind of ras that you have. Everybody, the soul is the same quality. So if you come to this material world now, and you say, oh, this person was born in this age, this person was born in this country, this person has this particular color, therefore I'm going to do... This is absolute insanity. You're not going to go anywhere because it's not allowed in the spiritual world. So they won't allow you to go. This is bottom line because they don't want you to go to cause that kind of problem or confusion and, you know, just... Go be a pain in the neck there. Of course they won't allow you. So the whole thing is worked into the system and it's called aparad. So if you do that, it's aparad. And the aparad is connected to whether you go or not. So they say if you do aparad, then it doesn't matter you chant 16 rounds properly. It doesn't matter you obey all four regulated principles. You can't go back to the spiritual world. Because simply you're going to be a pain in the neck there. What you're doing is your habit is the way... They assume you're going to be in the spiritual world. And that is true because you're not exhibiting anything else but who you are. So if you trouble devotees, if you offend devotees, if you make them uncomfortable, it is assumed that if they allow you to go to the spiritual world, you're going to make them uncomfortable. So flat out, you're not going. You're not going. But it's then they put it on the category, you're an aparadi, and aparadis don't go. So you're stuck. Then you get another body like that. So basically, you have no choice but to be a model devotee. That's the only way you're going to get to go. You take the guidance from what they tell you, hearing, and then Krishna has done the other part for you, the chanting. Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna has put all his energies in holy name. So you just say the holy name, and you got all his energies. Krishna is absolute, so his holy name is himself. So if you say the holy name, you got Krishna. You're already relating to Krishna, even though you're in the material world. That simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So why wouldn't you do that? If you don't do that, look at the downside of it. You don't do that, you're in a material energy. They're going to beat you up. What are we doing now? We're put in a very ridiculous situation by the demons. Very ridiculous situation. And I mean coronavirus. Look at us now. Running around with masks on our faces. Are we doctors? Are we? Look how we look. I mean, if that doesn't get to your head, that the whole world is now doctors, you know, people who are not doctors acting like doctors, walking around. So what other ridiculous situation are they going to put us in? See, Krishna allows, he pulls pranks like that. He pulled pranks with Mother Yashoda about the ropes, but he pulled pranks too with the fools here telling you, I've told you all the while that you shouldn't be here, you should go home, so you won't hear. Okay, so now wear masks and make look yourself, you're not a doctor, look like a fool walking around. The whole world is doing it. And he allowed the demons to do that. Now what are you going to do? Now what are you going to do? Are you going to go home or should I give you more? Okay, so this is, so devotees, at least you get it. It's a question of going home. And if you go home, Krishna, this coronavirus and everything else, What is it that's outside Krishna's power?
He can do everything. Simple example. Mahabharata, Shakuni, Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, they all plan all kinds of things. All kinds of pranks. Sometimes Krishna himself saved the Pandavas. Sometimes he went to Bhishma. Sometimes he went to Vidura. So every time they pull one, he pulls one. And then when Draupadi was almost stripped, and Draupadi could not fight Dushasana, and she lifted her hands and said, "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda." Krishna came with unlimited saris, and this big soldier, big soldier Dushasana, was totally outwitted, and he just fell out. No more strength to pull this, and Draupadi was still covered. See, Krishna protects the devotees to that extent. So he says, "Think of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me, you're going to come to me." Krishna is the final person that says, when your guru takes you, but it's when you do the transition. For us, death is not bad. Kamis think that death means they're going to lose everything they work for. And that's true. Everything they work for, Krishna comes and takes it away. But for devotees, death means we are leaving this crazy place and we're going home. So you're going to have to, all you have to do is take it seriously and live like a model devotee. Model means you don't offend anybody. Okay, this is jail. We are all inmates and we are being watched. So some people say, well, how come life is so difficult? Life, well, if you're an inmate, if you're a prisoner and you want to go back or taken out of prison, don't you have to prove yourself that you really want to get out? Don't you have to do all the right things that you're told to do? And then the system, they watch you and they say, oh, okay. After a few years, they go, this guy has been working very hard. He really wants to get out of here. Maybe we should consider and give him parole. That's the way it is. We are in jail. So don't expect that just because you have become a devotee, you become a devotee, overnight everything is going to be extended nicely to you. Yeah, there should be some trials because the system will test you. Krishna's system will test you whether you really want to get out of here. So over a period of time, Krishna will act like they don't do anything for you. You'll have difficulties. You'll have tests. It's all to find out whether, despite everything that they throw at you, you really want to go to Krishna. So that's why it takes a while for devotees to actually begin to get the taste. Initially, it's difficult because you are an inmate. You can't go say, I'm an inmate. Okay, now I found out about Krishna. Krishna released me. What say do you have? You yourself envied Krishna to get put here. And now you're going to demand that you get out right away? Who are you? Of course not. You have to go through the process and prove to Krishna that you really want to go back. And that takes time. So you just go through things, take everything. Take everything they throw at you and keep chanting and keep doing the right thing. Because all they're doing is watching you to see whether you will break and go back to material energy in frustration or you will really stick with the process. So after a while, it becomes very blissful. That's why they say spiritual life in the beginning is difficult because they're just watching you. And after you do it over and over and over, then it's like, okay, this person really means to come. Then Krishna makes it easy on you. That's when it becomes sweeter. The chanting becomes more steady. You've tried and tried and tried, but it becomes now more steady and blissful, literally. First time you have to struggle and struggle and struggle, and your mind is roaming. Yeah, the mind has been doing all kinds of crazy things all these past times. What do you expect? Is this going to change like that and be pure? Of course not. So you just have to keep going, keep going, keep going. And then after a while, Krishna himself will purify you. We cannot purify ourselves. Hiranyananda Maharaj said this. Nobody can purify themselves. Krishna purifies you, which means he watches that you are consistent and through all the troubles that get thrown at you, you're going on and on and on and on. Then they say, all right, he really means to come home. He really means to get out of prison. Let's make it easier on him. So that's later, years later, sometimes decades later, that's called purification. You become better and better and better and better. And then finally allow you to go home. Hare Krishna. All right, so Krishna is enjoying the pastimes. And at least we can hear about it, right? But look at us, our lives here. I'll read it back, the text. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Soman Bonum, and Chapter 9, Madhyashoda binds Lord Krishna. So text 16 was, this new rope was also short by a measurement of 2 fingers. Krishna is having a good time. And when another rope was joined to it, it still was 2 fingers too short. As many ropes as she joined, all of them failed. Their shortness could not be overcome. And then 17,
Thus must they assure the joint whatever robes were available in the household, but still she failed in an attempt to bind Krishna. Because Krishna was still messing with him, with her. But the Yashoda's friends, the elderly gopis, the neighbors, they were smiling, they were enjoying the fun. Everybody is under Yogamaya. They don't know what's going on. Yogamaya is also Krishna's energy. So he's bewildered them just to have fun. So similarly, Mother Yashoda, although laboring in that way, was also smiling. What else can you do anyway? So all of them were struck with wonder. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And thank you for tolerating me. It's a whole funny thing. Anyway, but Krishna's pastimes are wonderful. So are there any questions? I get your question. I understand. First of all, these are demonic people, whether they know it or not. There was one, I was actually teaching chemistry in the college not far from where I'm at, about 2 hours away. Now I'm in Mechanicsburg, but at first I was in Gitanagri, and I had a one-year chemistry professor job. Somebody was on sabbatical leave, and I filled in for him. And I came to this school. The head of the chemistry department, let me tell you, he's a scientist. That's why I'm bringing it up. The head of the chemistry department told the students of his class, and I was there, okay? I'm not a student, but I'm there with another professor to hear his class so that when it comes to tutorial sessions, we can help the students with their problems. That's why the two of us, so we were in the back. And he's in the front teaching. And he told the students about research and experiments. He said, God did this, I can do it too. Now, if that's not competition, tell me what that is. He made that statement. So that's their mentality. If it doesn't answer your question, they go all this place. God has put there naturally. Let's see whether we humans can also match it. This is the nonsense that's going on. And that's why everything fails. See, the science never catches up with, you know, they do, Krishna does in vivo, they do in vitro. In vivo is real life. They want to try to match it. And then they admit that the in vivo, the natural one, is so much better. It's easier. I mean, if you know about enzymes, right? Enzymes, how they act instantly in the body. Whatever they're supposed to do. The orientation is right, and they bind what they're supposed to bind, and it's done. And the scientists try to copy that. They go for days and days and days outside in the test tube trying to do the whole thing. And in an instant, Krishna naturally has made it happen. And that's just even the material energy. Never mind the spiritual. That's another level altogether. So the demons are trying to compete with Krishna and let people think that they are better and the people should. So if they're competing, they're competing for people's minds away from Krishna to them. They want to be God. In other words, like Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj says, they want to take God's position and edge God out. Edge God out. E-G-O. Ego. Edging God out. This is how he came up with it. And he's nifty like that. He comes up with all these things. The demons are trying to push God out of the way. And them be the, and they be the controllers. Well, of course it's not going to work. They should ask Hiranyakashipu what happened when he tried to do all these things. We already know. Krishna came as Shingadev and tore him up. So it's only a matter of time, including the coronavirus and all of this. In the end, Krishna's plan is what's going to come through. He can even use demons as part of the plan and make them think they are succeeding. He made Shakuni think he was succeeding. He used dice. He used all kinds of stuff. Finally, he had to give up. And he died. He got killed by one of the Pandavas in the Battle of Kurukshetra. So when Krishna gets good and ready, all these people will not get anywhere. So right now, we look ridiculous. We're not doctors acting like doctors wearing these masks. And Basir Papa says, whatever they say, you do. Because he doesn't want to ruin ISKCON's name. Okay? Because you don't want the Hare Krishnas, you know, that's all they want to hear in the news. Somebody says, everybody is wearing masks, but the Hare Krishnas, these particular people, they don't want to wear masks. Next thing you know, we got a bad name, and now we can't make devotees. Okay? Because they spoiled our name. So for that reason, we just go along with the program. Until Krishna decides what happens in the end. Because in Kurukshetra, he also decided what happened in the end. Okay? Pandavas were saved. And everybody else died. Hare Krishna. So don't worry. Krishna's got everything under control. Sorry if it's too long, but I think it's 9 o'clock now. I don't know. Hare Krishna. Well, you should have followed Prabhupada. Okay. Don't charge Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Sorry.
Krishna's mercy, Krishna's mercy. I mean, what do I know? I'm just, I'm loving this as I'm hearing, I'm saying also. I'm just being used. Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. Do you make announcements sometimes, I think? Yeah, it's a wonderful observation. Because you see, just like history, imagine, you know, and this is a mundane example, but you read history and there was this war and these people defeated. You're just reading it. Okay, so you're not in the war itself. So it's easy for you to read it. But those who are in the war that got hurt with the weapons, that's a different story. They suffered badly, but you just read it as, you know, history. So, okay, that's a mundane example. But for Christians, it's wonderful pastime. So, in the sense, what we're saying is Yoga Maya has covered Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda is totally bewildered. Totally bewildered. And all they can do is just, you know, smile because they see they are helpless. There's nothing they can do. But you are outside this because you didn't go through it. So you can read it and kind of look at it and laugh about it. Like I said, if I was there, I would have just laughed and laughed and laughed. And probably ran and hid in some place so they can't see me laughing. Right? You know, because now we can see. But at the time, they didn't know what was going on. Nobody knew that little boy there was the owner of everything spiritual and material. Nobody knew that. And that he was just messing with his pure devotee out of love. Just pulling pranks as a baby. And that was all that was going on. But it was such, the pranks themselves were at such high level that it's incredible. They didn't know what to do. How do you take rope that's supposed to be 2 feet for this person and you go hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet and you still can't bind them? Not to mention Krishna opening his mouth and the entire universe is in his mouth. But they surely went to such bewilderment. But that was because he was a mother and Krishna was just messing with her. That's all. So it's just for fun. So we should go back and also be part of the fun. Even if we just watch. Even if we just, it's neutral. That alone. So much fun is there. Hare Krishna. So we just have to go home. Because if we don't go home, we're cheating ourselves. Prabhupada made it so simple. Now you chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds. Obey regulated principles. Don't offend anybody. That's it. You get to go back. Hare Krishna. Any other comments or questions? Hare Krishna. Then. Okay, so I guess we can end. I don't know. You guys, yeah. Hare Krishna. Then. Guru's. Hare Krishna. Self mind, God's relationship of our father. Hare Krishna, Jai. Guru's mercy, Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna, Jai. Jai. Guru's mercy, Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna, Jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Jai.